Our morning show continues on WRCO Radio, and we have in the studio one of our longtime friends, Bobby G. Rice. He is here, recently honored in Boscobel, his birthplace, and he had recently had a birthday as well. We're going back in time a little bit in the morning show studios today. Some of our listeners that have been around for a long time with us may remember the Rice Family Band and their show on the radio back in the 1950s. A very young Bobby G. Rice on the air with us on WRCO Radio. And now fast forward to 2024. There he is. Good morning, Bobby.
Good morning, Phil. I like that. Yeah, yes, I am young.
Yes, you are. I always say you're only as old as you act, right?
Yeah. There's a lot of truth in that. I think so.
How did it go in Boscobel?
Oh, it was awesome. I mean, what a honor to be presented with a hometown sign, which really, of course, I've never had that kind of honor before, and it's really awesome, a surprise, and. You know, all the people, Denise Fisher, Elliot, and Darcy, and there's so many people, Roddy Dull, who made the sign, and Chamber of Commerce, the mayor there, all the people that were involved in putting this together, and then the event. You know, I was at the Unique Cafe, where I used to go when I was in high school.
Did you still have a tab there?
Well, I didn't pay it. from before. They okay. they let me go. So
you had to sing for your supper this time.
Yeah. He used to have cherry Cokes.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. And so the theater, the unveiling, which was great, by the Sands Motel. Mm-hmm. And then the Blaine Theater for the trailer of a song that that's in a movie called The Wooden Bowl about dementia and Alzheimer's that I co-wrote and recorded, and it's in that movie. And so we done like the trailer of that, and then ended at the Blaine Gym there. And yeah, I done a, you know, a full basically acoustic show. Now Dan Croninger, a great friend and steel player, he was kind enough to come and join me, and he was there too, and a lot of other singers and people I know, friends. People come from Iowa.
They came out of the woodwork, it sounds like. Some people that probably knew you back in the day in Boscobel there.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of them, you know, of course, that were around and still around. Yeah, went to school with.
Yeah.
You know.
Quite an honor. So I've been hearing once in a while, we have music promoters that call us from Nashville and be, oh, yeah, we saw Bobby, or he was playing on this show. So you still stay pretty busy doing your shows, don't you?
Yeah. You know, it's between recording, doing production, you know, writing, still some of that, and yes, doing shows. Between everything, it keeps me busy. Yeah, it's of course, you know, I would never, a person so-called retire, as long as my voice holds out, and so forth. Yeah. I would imagine I'm going to be singing, yeah.
I think so. Well, you brought your guitar. That's a good indication you might sing one for us. So
yeah, I thought I forgot how to play.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Not since the weekend, anyway. Well, you did a million seller back in the day that kind of put you on the map.
Well, this song, my recording career started, in 70. And went through the 70s and 80s, and I was honored to be able to have 30 Billboard charted songs, and my signature song, that I co-wrote that with Donald Riss and Charlie Fields from, Madison and Milwaukee, you know, going back, which they eventually moved to Nashville, where we all you know, moved down there. But this was in released the end of 72 and topped out in 73. It became my signature song, as what people refer as my biggest hit. And then of course even equally I'm honored to have had so many artists, legends, record it. Loretta and Conway, Roy Orbison, Pat Boone, Annie Williams, Kitty Wells, David Houston, and so forth. All around, very thankful to have that.
What an honor. How long did it take to write, do you remember?
Well, It seems like, you know, we would, Donald Riss and Charlie Field, we would get together, we'd plan a time to write, like what, you know, writers do, I guess. They just plan, and then an idea for a given song may come up in that time when we're together, or you would have a hook line or something you want to write about in mind when you get together. So that's what happened there. It's just sort of I think Charlie Fields had the idea for it there, and we sort of, you know, just had different ideas and it was put together.
Melded
and
together.
Originally, I don't, we didn't have the, well, while we were writing it and different ideas on how it should go, originally, they weren't thinking about the falsetto on there. And I think, I mean, I just sort of naturally, it felt like, you know, that would fit there. And so it's funny how those things come together. But we didn't, prior to that, I had all cover songs. You know, Sugar Shack, the first. Mm-hmm. Hey Baby, Lover Please, Mount of Love, Suspicion, 100 Pounds of Clay. Yeah. And so we were a little, I don't know, wondering how radio would accept it, because that was the first original. And so it, it was, I guess, as songs do, some songs, it was the timing was right for that kind of song. And it has beyond my, we didn't know them with it even do anything. Mm-hmm. And beyond our wildest I suppose expectations.
And you're still singing it after all these years. Would you sing it one more time for us?
I got maybe one more in me. Let me see. Now, I got to try to hit that falsetto. Well, I should have had some of Sherry's pie.
Yeah, maybe.
You lay so easy on my mind. Oh, so easy on my mind. Whenever I need you, all I have to do is close my eyes. You lay so easy on my mind. Yes, so easy on my mind. Wrap me in your warmness. Let me feel your body touching mine. Everything you say and do finds me wanting more of you. And each moment brings to life a million dreams. Heaven's something real. Oh, something I can feel when I feel your angel touch over me. You lay so easy on my mind. Oh, so easy on my mind. No, they're not a part of me. Your sweet love don't reach to satisfy. Every day I need you more. You're the one I'm living for. The best you'll ever give, you've given me. You completely satisfy every need I have inside, and I pray you'll never take your love from me. You lay so easy on my mind, oh, so easy on my mind. Well, not a part of me, your sweet love don't reach to satisfy. No, not a part of me, your sweet love don't reach to satisfy.
All right. Hey, Bobby G. Rice, live in the studio. Nice job.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you can still hit those high notes. I'm impressed there. That's great.
I get a little, I've got the allergies and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
And I tend to rasp up. Is that the right term?
Sure, sure. Well,
that could do.
That makes it better, I think. You just had a birthday, Bobby, and I'm thinking, you know, like the Rolling Stones are still out touring, so is Paul McCartney. You're a kid compared to Willie Nelson, you know?
Yeah, Willie's in 90s, yeah.
Exactly. That,
you know, and of course, I'm very thankful that, you know, a person's voice, of course, it depends. I mean, if your voice, let's say it starts going to where you can't sing or sing up to, I would hope I would know when I can't sing.
Well, yeah. Somebody told me once that if you stopped, like, let's say you took the two or three years off the road, then you came back and started doing it again, but you've never stopped. I mean, you've always kept it going.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, because, you know, whether you're singing or playing instrument, you know, if you're not, if you go without singing or playing for amount of time, you know, you don't keep in shape. Well, the old saying, if you don't use it, you lose it.
Right, exactly.
So I'm sure that definitely has made a difference with me.
You've been on some big shows over the years too. I was thinking about that. So anything come to mind from back in the day when you were, you know, maybe an opening act for some of the big stars of the day?
Well, you know, when my recording career started, now I was booked through a you know, big agency or agencies, first Joe Taylor and then Buddy Lee Attractions, which at that time was the largest booking agency. And of course, they had a lot of the legendary artists and current artists, you know, that were at that time. So I would, of course, do shows where they it was just me featured, and then they would have me on what they called the package shows with other artists. You know, it might be two or three artists, or sometimes a half a dozen. We did a big show in Detroit, you know, the Speedway, that had, oh, I don't know, 30 artists maybe or more, you know. But a lot of the artists, like, well, Hank Jr. was on there. I mean, going all the way back, George Morgan, Red Savine, as they come along, Crystal Gayle, Donna Fargo, you know, from that, doing different show, you know, Hank Snow, I mean, yeah, anyone you can pretty much through the years, because of the fact of my career, thankfully, being as long, you know, a 20-year active span, that is, mm-hmm. having Billboard hits, you know, which, and so that allowed me to work with and be around. I mean, it was Dolly Parton, you know, Loretta Lynn, when it just, Minnie Pearl, Roy Cuff, you know, pretty much everyone that was, you know, it covered as a few. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, and so that, and then, yeah, I worked the Opry the first time, the Ryman, in 71.
Who introduced you that night at the Ryman?
Roy Acuff
did. Boy, not very many people can say that.
Yeah, he was, I was done, well, I worked the Opry different times. He was on before, and then I worked with him on his introduction before. But like Grant Turner was there, legendary, WSM, you know, they, and yeah, you know, I had Mountain of Love then, you know, in 71. It was the end of July, yeah. So, and other times with Porter Wagoner, the Osborne Brothers, different throughout the years with the Opry, and you know, then Ralph Emery, who started playing Sugar Shack, when which helped break my career, because he would go up there to the all night show, where he was on, where they were booming out 50,000 watt, you know, and so. People would go up there. Marty Robbins was up there, and didn't do, like, you know, and of course, people, the artists, if you you were hoping that he would play your song, and so he helped break that.
Yeah, it seems to me that you told me a story about you were driving back home, weren't you, toward Wisconsin, when you heard
yes.
Sugar Shack on the radio.
Yes, yeah. he when we were there, I didn't know, you know, he played it. And then he used to kid me about being shy. I still am, you know. Well, but on the way back home to Madison, would have been, like in Indianapolis or so, we heard it. We were tuned in, of course, you could get, and heard it on the radio for the first time. Yeah, it yeah, I mean, it's still it's a thrill to, especially then, to you know, to hear that.
No doubt. We'll take a little break. Come back. Maybe you can sing another one for us. Would
you
that
know,
be all right?
Let me see if I know another one.
Let me see
one.
If I got a quarter here. I can put another quarter in the jukebox. Yeah. Bobby G. Rice in the Morning Show Studios.
Coach Johnson here again, and it's officially summertime. How are you feeling about your health journey? If you'd like to discuss some options, contact Jamie Johnson on Facebook. You can also call or text him at 608-604-7751. That's 604-7751 to discuss different programs. Working out is optional and not required with the different plans, though it is helpful. Reach out and start a conversation and consider making changes with your health today. Why wait?
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether...
We're back in the Morning Show studio with Bobby G. Rice. His wife Alice is here. We've got some fans. Sherry here's as well. And we are rocking and rolling here today. Going back to Bobby's roots a little bit, back in the day when he was in Madison. He and Lorraine had the TV show there, and some songs that I think you probably covered kind of in your rock and roll years. And they came back to pay big dividends for you when you started.
Well, you know, I got to enjoy. You know, I love... well, what they call rock and roll. Yeah, it'd be the 50s, especially. there. And, you know, like with the Rocketeens.
Yes.
We were called. Yeah, we were playing the songs of that time, you know, the 50s, really, some 60s then started, you know, there's a, and yes.
Would you do a little medley of some of those songs for us?
Yeah, I'm glad you thought of that. I'm going to do a medley of my first Billboard hits, which were songs that were out, which I brought back country, okay? There's a crazy little shack across the tracks. Everybody calls it the Sugar Shack. Well, it's just a little spot by the side of the road. My baby's waiting there, she's all alone. And that's the reason I've gotta get back to that Sugar Shack. Baby, to that Sugar Shack. Here's another one. Love, please, please come back. Don't take the train going down the track. Don't, please, don't. Don't leave me. Don't leave me in misery. You would never hold me so near. You would never call me dear. Don't you know I'd die for you? Now you're gonna do what I do. Love, please, please come back. Don't take the train going down the track. Don't, please, don't leave me. Don't leave me in misery. If you be my girl. Hey, hey, baby, I wanna know, if you be my girl.
That was awesome. Some of your early records there.
Yeah. It was... you know, they were done completely different, you know, and Charlie McCoy, the legendary harmonica player, and he plays other instruments, of course, too, that he, but he's one of the newest members of the Opry, and he's been on everyone's sessions, mm-hmm. you know, the artist, and, yeah, he was on those early. He was doing harmonica on "Hey Baby,"
mm-hmm. very prominent in that song.
Yeah,
you can hear.
Yeah, and it was just, you know, those earlier songs really that the idea. I don't know. It must have been. Charlie Fields, Donald Riss, the idea to do them, they're completely different, tempo and feel, you know. And then done country with Steel, Jeff Newman was on Steel, and it just was something that was new. I don't know. Certainly, I don't know if I was the first one, but I would definitely be, you know, of taking songs that were out previously, mm-hmm. rock songs, and then doing that kind of thing. But
yeah. I would say you were one of the first, if not the first.
It was a niche that worked real. You know, it just. You know, I guess the timing of things.
Well, you look back on, just celebrated your 80th birthday, and are you still setting goals?
You would have to remind.
Well, you know what? It's already out there, so yeah. I just will say it.
No, it's, hey, like all of us, the other option would be what? No, it is a number.
That's right.
It's what your attitude is, see? What you think sort of goes with what you become, you know, what you do, right?
Yeah, very well said. So it's up to, you know, good living, obviously, and for your longevity.
Yeah.
Good wife, Alice, over here.
I'm down to a case of beer a day. So I'm getting... No, I don't.
That's all?
Okay. Yeah.
And you got a new ring for your birthday? That's pretty awesome there.
So, yeah.
Does that mean you're going steady? You and Alice are going steady then? Or?
Yeah, we just, you know, we've been together 55 years, and we thought, it's about time to get married.
Yeah, I think so, too. Behind every good man, right? It's a good woman. Well, Bobby, always so good to see you. You're looking really good, sounding really good, and...
Well, thank you.
We appreciate you remembering us at WRCO because, again, you and the family, back in the day, there are still some folks out there that remember the Rice Family Band playing on the radio.
Yeah, it's great to run in to see them. There's still some that are here, and they come up, and So that is always great. To see people that remember that were there, you know, the Circle D and the Times back here, all Richmond Center, the WRCO. We had a lot of them say, yeah, I used to listen to you on WRCO.
Back in the day. Hey, that was an inquiring minds want to know. What did Circle D stand for?
You know, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I don't know. Somebody asked me. I'm like, well, I'm trying to think. What was your father's name?
Neil.
It wasn't. That wouldn't be that then.
So. Yeah, I don't know what you know what his thinking or how he came up with that. But it was a D, of course, shaped like a D.
Maybe a note, D note. I don't know.
Yeah, it was
A B C D.
Well, I like D's a good.
Yeah, it's a good. That's good note.
And you're not going to do Dance with Me, Henry.
I didn't get the lyrics printed off this time, so you'll have to. You'll have to do another one. You got one more in you before you take off. Closing number.
Well,
this is the encore. You've left the stage and you came back, and now here.
I could do the song. That I co-wrote that's in the movie. Called The Wooden Bowl, that I wrote with Marty Morgan, Lori's brother, and Scott Steele. Anyway, it's in this short movie, and they're premiering it now. See if I can. You left the stove on this morning, like to burn the house down. Smoke filled every room. Word spread through town. You ain't been like you used to be. We can see the signs, and I wonder what goes through your mind. Little things that slip away, names falling through the cracks. Easy to get lost these days, a lot harder to get back. You could dance the night away if you could you call the steps. You're right here in front of me, but it sure feels like you left. I know you're fighting to hold on to all your fleeting thoughts, telling stories till all your words get jumbled up and lost. The hardest thing I've ever seen is watching you cross his line. And I wonder what goes through your mind. Little things that slip away, names falling through the crack. Easy to get lost these days, a lot harder to get back. You could dance a night away if you could recall the steps. You're right here in front of me, but it sure feels like you left. I know you're fighting to hold on to all your feeding thoughts, telling story till all your words get jumbled up and lost. The hardest thing I've ever seen is watching you cross his line. And I wonder what goes through your mind. There's no church this morning that was yesterday, and with your hair rolled up in curlers, you never leave the house that way. Times I get so angry, but there ain't no one to blame, and I know the day's coming you won't remember our names. I know you're fighting to hold on to all your fleeting thoughts, telling stories till all your words get jumbled up and lost. The hardest thing I've ever seen is watching you cross his line. And I wonder what goes through your mind. Yeah, the hardest thing I've ever seen is watching you cross his line. And I wonder what goes through you mind.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very poignant song there, Bobby. It's in the Alzheimer's short film.
Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome.
Even though I sang the first verse twice.
Oh, I didn't even notice.
I'll bet you.
We got the extended version this morning.
I was looking at you and I forgot the...
Well, I have that effect on people. Stop them in their tracks. Bobby, safe travels to you. Good to see you, my friend.
Well, good to see you. And of course, I appreciate you having me over so we don't break the... tradition.
Right. You gotta be here. But congratulations on the honor in Boscobel. Happy birthday to you, and keep making that good music.
Well, thank you.
You bet.
I'm proud of you.
Likewise. Proud to know you. Bobby G. Rice on WRCO Today.